This week's Cotton Newsline is part one of a two-part series and is four cuts. All cuts are either Dr. David Shaw, Chair of the Task Force on Herbicide Resistance Education, or Dr. Stephen Powell, Professor at the University of Western Australia. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Anytime you use one particular herbicide or herbicide mode of action repeatedly without breaks, then you can expect the selection pressure to create the evolution of herbicide resistance to that particular product. And that's what we've been doing in the Roundup Ready system as the latest example, is put tremendous pressure with multiple applications of Roundup every year, year after year, in cotton, as well as in soybeans and in corn. So what we've seen now is the development of no less than about 19 species in the United States that are resistant to glyphosate.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Chemistries back in the mid-90s that were what we call the ALS herbicide, like Scepter and Staple, we were seeing the same thing developing back then. What's different now is that we have become so heavily reliant on this one particular product, and so now we're having to step back and to relearn in so many cases what we knew prior to the development of Roundup Ready technology all over again. What we're really focusing on right now is how can we develop educational programs to be able to remind folks in some cases of what they once knew but have kind of forgotten. But more than that, really drive home some good science-based information on herbicide resistance management that really focuses on diversity of herbicide programs.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the future, there's got to be more diversified program than has been the case with glyphosate and Roundup Ready crops. They really need more diversified programs like they used to have in the old days. The 10 years of the Roundup Ready revolution is just about over, and the future is really back to some more common sense or biological sense, which means diversified programs, not just relying on the next chemical that becomes available. These herbicides are precious resources, but in order for them to work in the long term, we have to be more diversified in the way we use them in the short term.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I really do believe that education is the key to success in this. We have a lot of good science that has been done that demonstrates what effective resistance management in a proactive way can be done. Herbicides are incredibly successful tools for weed management. So we always start the discussion with what do you do from a herbicide perspective.